question is from Derek Halsey of Grits Magazine Bluegrass.
Oh, which magazine?
Grits Magazine with a Z, not the old one that Grandpa used to sell, okay. sell with an S, and Bluegrass okay. Unlimited.
Cool.
And yes, I've heard Pete Warner play esoterically backstage every once in a while. But
yeah.
Hey, man, I interviewed the Steep Canyon guys about a month and a half ago, and they were talking about Woody's older brother, knowing your wife's family and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And it got me thinking, I talked to Jerry Douglas at Merlefest this past April, who's on your album.
Yeah.
And we went separate ways. Like, where are you going? I said, well, I'm going to the campground and to jam and stand around the fire. And he kind of wished that he could do that. I mean, some people that, if he did it, some people like Alison Krauss or somebody as famous as yourself couldn't do that, really, because it would draw a crowd. What was it like hanging out with the Steep Canyon and friends and just to be able to jam with normal, everyday people and just have
fun?
Well,
the greatest thing about jamming among friends is you can experiment and the pressure's off. But if you're in public, you know, drawing a crowd, you're suddenly, you've got to be at your best. So it's a very different experience. You know, the thing is, a lot of the musicians I would run into, like Jerry Douglas, you know, they do this 14 hours a day, and I don't. And so I'm always a little uncomfortable when I'm with those people at that level, you know, when we start to stray from what I do and what I know best, you know, but I'm getting a little better at it. In fact, Pete Wernick was here just 2 days, and we were just jamming for 2 days, because I wanted to get a little better at it, you know. But I haven't really been to a bluegrass festival yet. I'm going to go to one, Hardly Strictly, this year. And, I used to go to the Topanga Canyon Banjo and Fiddle Contest, and I really loved that a lot.
But when you trade tunes, I mean, you don't want nobody around. It's just trading tunes. You don't have to be perfect.
Yeah, that's right. If you got an audience, you're suddenly, I don't know, your showbiz sense kicks in, you know. And
so what was it like in Dublin when you hung out at the pub and did all that?
Oh, that was very exciting. I mean, that was, you know, I walked in and, Mary Black took me to this great pub with these great musicians who were just in a corner, you know, playing, you know, just the kind, you know, music that could go right down on a record. And a four-string banjo player came by, and he didn't get to play, but they said, this guy is incredible. But, you know, you have these Aeolian pipes and piano. They had a piano.
Wow.
And, you know, a couple of fiddles. And these strange little, you know, pipe instruments, and it was all just great. And they're all so perfect.
Hey, last question: you're nominated in the banjo category with the legend J.D. Crow. What's that like?
Well, embarrassing. it's I'm already practicing saying it was an honor just to have been nominated.
Hey, Steve, I wanted to get into your clawhammer side of your banjo playing. How did you get into clawhammer banjo?
It's the three finger, and because that was the, you know, the only way in at the point. There was nobody teaching clawhammer, and I had heard it. But then once I started really playing and got some more records, I thought, you know what? If I don't learn this style, I'm going to hate myself. Because this is what I actually really deeply love. And so I just started working on it. And I would have felt like I missed out on something if I didn't learn clawhammer. And you know what? I'm amazed at the number of three-finger players that also are clawhammer. For example, Pete Wernick can play clawhammer, and Tony Trischka can play clawhammer. And I just actually met with Steve Arkin last night, who's a great player who played with Monroe. He played three finger for Bill Monroe, and then switched to clawhammer. You know, so I'm glad I play both. I wish I played a little better clawhammer, and I'm working on it actually.
You know, it's a lot of, I mean, I just went to the Appalachian String Band Festival and hung out with fellow West Virginia native Tim O'Brien, and the young people playing clawhammer is amazing.
It's amazing. Steve Arkin played a guy last night for me. I can't think of his name. Adam. It's a short name. Something. Anyway, he was playing this record, and I'm listening. I said, "How old is this guy?" And they said 25. 25. You know, he sounds like he's 100 years old. And there's a lot of new people out there that are great.
There's a lot of big time names on your CD, but I want to ask about two. Stuart Duncan, who's amazing, and Brittany Haas is an example of the younger generation.
Right. Brittany Haas, you know, when we first put together a little band here so we could go on Letterman, Tony Trischka was playing with Brittany Haas and brought her in. And she's well respected and very good. And, you know, of course, Stuart Duncan is incredible. I mean, I only met him when I went down to Nashville. He came in to sit in on a couple of songs. And, you know, some of these songs, they're not straightforward. And I'm always amazed when these guys just walk into a song that's got, you know, 10 different chords in it, and they're all, you know, they're way ahead of it. So he's a brilliant player.
Do you consider yourself a bridge for people that have no idea what bluegrass is about? I mean, I saw you almost attempt to explain clawhammer in Good Morning America, and I'm like, oh boy, here we go. But
yeah.
So, are you getting people to, you seem to be, you bring in, you know, banjo to David Letterman, and you get Paul Simon to play rhythm guitar on Fallon and all that?
Well, I guess by default I am. I'm not trying to be, but, you know, I do have access to these television shows, and when I sort of turned toward the banjo, it was natural to bring them on. We're still doing another. We're doing another Letterman, the Steep Canyon Rangers, and doing The View. You know, and it's the funniest thing because I think I said to the record company, "What's The View got to do with selling bluegrass records?" And they said, "No, actually, it really sells a lot of records." And it sort of surprised me. You know, and Ellen DeGeneres, turns out, people are introduced to music on those afternoon shows. So, I'm happy to bring the banjo for it because I think it's a great, great instrument, you know.